Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha this year, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are in Sefer Devarim. We have come to Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh being that word where we talk about seeing things. We talk about trying to experience things and try to see how things happen to us. The pasuk says, Re'eh nasati lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. Moshe talking to the Jewish people in the last few days of his life, the last few weeks of his life, and really the last moments of his life, using the time to talk to others, to inspire others, to try to uplift others, to get them to follow in the ways of the Torah as much as possible. And Moshe talking about in the first pasuk of the Parsha, how Hashem puts before us blessings and curses. Things that seem difficult, things that seem bad, things that seem that are not good for us, really, in essence, really are good for us. We just don't understand them, or we just don't see them, but really, in the end, they are good for us. We don't always understand what Hashem does. We know that Gamzula Tova, everything is for the best. This too is for the best. It's all for the good. It's all for the best. But sometimes it's hard to see that. A trip has to be canceled. A trip has to be cut short. Or something doesn't go the right way. Or for those in the dating parsha, a date doesn't work out. Those in the housing parsha, the house doesn't work out. At first, we don't see how it could apply. We don't see how it could work for us, how it could be that this is meant to be for the best. But Hashem always knows what's best for us. Hashem always knows what we need and what's good for us. You know, we looked through 34 houses in our town before we found this house. We were all set, ready to go in one of the houses with Mr. O. And then all of a sudden, he says, even though he verbally agrees with us, even though he tells us that we have the house, basically, he literally stands up and gives it to someone else, some lady that offered him a little more money, even though he really was ready to roll to give it to us. At the time, it didn't seem like it made sense. At the time, it didn't seem like it's logical. Why? Why would he give it to someone else? Why is that okay? In the end, he sent us something else instead. Hashem sent us a different house instead, much better for us. The first house didn't even have a dining room. It had a dining area in the kitchen and the living room and the bathroom on that floor. But the house we ended up with has the actual kitchen, the actual dining room, and the actual living room. So we don't actually always know things, why they happen at the time, but we should try to think in our life, Gamzu Latova, we should try to think, this is for the best, this is for the good. See what I put before you. Seems blessings, seems curses, but really everything is just brachot. Everything is really just for the best. Everything is for only for the good. The Gemara talks about how Rabbi Akiva had a teacher named Nachum Ish Gamzu. He was a person who said Gamzu Latova, everything was for the best, and Rabbi Akiva learned that and internalized that. And Rabbi Akiva's statement was Kol Manda Avad Rachmana Avad Latova, everything that Hashem does is for the best. Two different stories that talk about how Nachum Ish Gamzu one time was going on the way, and a poor person came along and asked for a little bit to eat, a little bit to drink, or some money. And Nachum Ish Gamzu was in the middle of something, and he said, wait one second. And in that time, lo aleinu, the poor person passed away. Nachum Ish Gamzu was so distressed that he told Hashem to make him suffer mida keneged mida, in his mind, that the legs that didn't take care of him, and the arms that didn't take care of him, and the body should be full of boils, basically having a lot of afflictions. And when he was in that state, his students talked to him and said, like, is this still for the best? And he still has that outlook. He still has the outlook that everything is for the best. They talk about another story in the Talmud also, where they were going to meet the Romans, I believe, the legions or the people that were involved, that were in power at the time. And they were going to present, and they needed to give pearls, and when the pearls didn't come, the actual items turned into dust, and then the dust, they were so insulted that they were going to bring them dust, until the sage explained that this is really, really for the best. Then when the dirt goes to be used, it actually turned into, fascinating, it turned into actual items. So everything really is about the perspective. Everything really is for the best. It all depends on how you see it. It all depends how you go about it. A person has to make sure to have that outlook, Re'eh. Look and see in your life, see in life in general, how to go about it and how to ensure, to make sure that you have that outlook, you have the proper ability to look at different things, to see different things, and to go through your life. When we see things that unfold, when we see things that happen in our life, we see things around us and we see how we go about things. If we could put this into implementation, if we could put this into practice to actually try to be a person that looks for the ra'eh, looks for how to see things, looks for how to go about things, then the whole world could be better and the whole world can be seen where we have the proper outlook and we see Gamzu L'Tova. Unfortunately, it's difficult to actually put it into practice. It's difficult to actually see. It's difficult to actually get ourselves in the mindset, in the ability to be the ra'eh, to have the ra'eh. But when we think about how to go about it, when we think about how to do it, if we could try to put ourselves in that mode, in the ra'eh mode, in the optimistic, in the Gamzu L'Tova ability and outlook, really our whole life can change. Our whole attitude can change and our whole demeanor can change. It's hard to fathom when difficult things happen in life, when a person loses a job, lo aleinu lahavd, when a person loses a person, when a person loses this or loses that. The way that we go about it, it's difficult to implement, it's difficult to acquire, especially with personal aspects of our life. But if we try to think ourselves, it's okay, I was meant to sit in traffic. It's okay, I was meant to come late today. This is what Hashem wanted. We know, HaKol B'Yedei Shamayim Chutz Mi'Yirat Shamayim. We know everything is up to Hashem. Everything is in Hashem's hands. Everything comes from Hashem, and it's all sent to us by Hashem. If we could keep in our mind and keep in our hearts and keep in our outlook how to go about things. Moshe in his last days and his last weeks tells everybody, Re'ei Nasati, when we're looking at these things, when we see these different things, how do we have the outlook? Hopefully in our lives we could implement to make sure to have that proper outlook, and then the whole world could be better, and then Mashiach could finally come speedily in our days, and may they in fact be today. This has been the TTP, the Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.